It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler. Today is Wednesday, February 13th. Kind of a big hip-hop episode today. We got news about Drake, a comeback by Black Star, and a huge story about some recognition and some well-earned cash coming to Grandmaster Flash. I didn't even mean to make that rhyme. That just happens sometimes when you're talking about Grandmaster Flash. But first, a few more of today's headlines. What do A Flock of Seagulls, The Escape Club, Missing Persons, The Motels, John Parr, and The Vapors have in common? They were all popular in the 80s, and you could call them all one-hit wonders, although that's not really fair, because let's not forget, A Flock of Seagulls had three top 40 hits. Anyway, they're also all heading out on tour together. The Love 80s Live Tour kicks off August 2nd on Coney Island, then runs for a dozen more dates, some of which will also feature Bow Wow Wow and Wang Chung. It's safe to say everybody will have fun.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
The mixtape that launched Drake's rap career will be released February 14th on streaming services as a Valentine's Day gift to his fans. Pitchfork calls the mixtape, titled So Far Gone, quote, one of the most important hip-hop releases of the 21st century. In an interview when the mixtape was originally released in 2009, Drake said the mixtape tells a story about a destructive relationship and the confusion he was experiencing as he pivoted from acting to music.
I'm trying to do it all tonight. I got plans. I got a certain lust for life. And as it stands.
Yasiin Bey, previously known as Mos Def, says that he's teaming up with Talib Kweli for a second collaborative album as Black Star. The first Black Star album, released in 1998, was critically acclaimed. Although the duo have occasionally worked together in the years since, fans have now been waiting over two decades for a follow-up LP. Yasiin Bey made the announcement during a DJ set by Madlib, who's also working on the album. He says the new LP is, quote, coming soon. Here's a classic Black Star track, Definition. Hip-hop legend Grandmaster Flash has been named one of three laureates for this year's Polar Music Prize. It's one of the music world's most unusual awards, and unlike many, it actually comes with some hard cold cash. Flash will collect 1 million Swedish kroner, which is worth just over $100,000 in the U.S. The prize was founded by ABBA's manager in 1989, and it's actually presented in person by King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden. Sounds like a pretty fun trip. Grandmaster Flash is a hip-hop pioneer, and the fact that he's still only 61 years old is a reminder of how young the genre still is. Among his achievements are perfecting and popularizing the technique of scratching, as well as a trick called backspin, where you play a section of one record while tracking back to the same section on a second turntable. As long as you can keep it going back and forth, backspin lets you extend a sample, for example an instrumental break, indefinitely. In 2007, Grandmaster Flash and his group The Furious Five became the first hip-hop artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year's Polar Music Prize laureates also include the organization Playing for Change, it's a nonprofit promoting music and peace around the world, and Anna-Sophie Mutter, one of the world's most acclaimed classical violinists. Mutter told Billboard that she didn't actually know too much about Grandmaster Flash before being informed that she'd be meeting the King of Sweden with him. The German violinist said, quote, I have been learning about him, watching his videos. He really is the Grandmaster of enhancing music in a very creative way. For the benefit of Anna-Sophie Mutter and anyone else who's curious, here's Grandmaster Flash's best-known song, The Message. The 1982 track was the first hip-hop hit to foreground social issues. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. The UK charts are a mess right now. That's not me. That's the UK music publication Noisy, specifically their writer Rosie Hewitson. Now, for those of us on the left side of the pond, the UK music charts have always been a little odd, but Rosie Hewitson, in this case, is identifying a phenomenon that's also affecting the US charts. Basically, in 2019, any one chart that tries to create some kind of math to balance the relative impacts of sales and streams is going to look kind of crazy. What the UK album chart looks like right now is this. Ska veterans The Specials have their first ever number one album with Encore, which we talked about on the podcast last month. Then at number two, we have Busted, a pop punk band who never made it big in America but were huge in the UK in the early 2000s. They launched a comeback in 2016. The second album to come out of that reunion is selling a lot of copies right now. Then there's the Greatest Showman soundtrack. Yes, the soundtrack to a movie that came out in 2017 at number three. And number four is a solo album by Ian Brown of the Stone Roses, or as Noisy puts it, your dad's favorite. At number five is hot young rapper Fredo. The variety will make your head spin, but it reflects a landscape where millions of streams get weighed against thousands of record sales, in many cases by legacy acts who bundle albums with concert tickets. Do charts like that actually mean anything? Is there any real sense in which Busted is bigger than Fredo right now in the UK? Bigger than Ariana Grande, who has the most streamed song in the UK right now with Seven Rings? It's basically impossible to say, which is why the charts are, yeah, kind of a mess. Anyway, here's a single from what may or may not be the second biggest album in the UK right now. It's Busted with 90s. You may have noticed people online getting excited about indie pop star Carly Rae Jepsen today and the TV show Queer Eye simultaneously. What's that about? Well, it's today's viral clip, a trailer for the third Netflix season of the heartwarming show.
Gay, straight, a common thread that holds every human together is that we just want to be loved.
The trailer, which features references to self-care, Valentine's Day, and the eggplant emoji, is soundtracked by a preview of what Queer Eye aptly calls Carly Rae's new bop. It's a song called Now That I Found You. It'll likely appear on her new album, which the Canadian singer-songwriter says will be coming out later this year. Waking up next to you every morning. How do we get this far? It came without a warning. That's today's music news. You can see that clip, read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you get podcasts and tell your friends. We like friends. Jade and I will be back tomorrow with a roundup of this week's new music releases.